This is Miss Lily, and today I'm talking about my femdom birthday celebration. I love birthday parties, and my own is no exception. Today started off fantastic. Aubrey gave me a mani-pedi and a new pair of pleaser heels. Charles begged to be given birthday spankings 3 times. And Tamsin baked a delicious birthday cake and a Boston cream pie. More on that later. Then I got to have a lovely call from my sweet sissy slave Giselle, who put her heart in both holes into giving me a fabulous little sissy fluff and fuck show. When birthday traditions get kinky, you know you're in for a wild time. I'm not going to be blowing out candles until I'm good and ready. For this dominatrix, I'm skipping the candles and the cake and going straight for low melting point wax play. I've got tapers, votives, jars, and pillars of paraffin and beeswax candles that I can't wait to drip all over my sweet submissive's ass. Tamsin's usually more of a tickle torment puppy pet, but there's something about the sweet, gentle sting of wax being applied in random splatters and deliberate drips when she's in bondage that she craves. Fuck the cake. No, seriously, I really mean it. Some people take having a craving for sweets to a whole new level, and my birthday cake must be defended. I'm keeping my super yummy orange cake with layers of Nutella and mixed berry compote safe from Charles. I'm not letting him lay a single finger on the white chocolate ganache icing, no matter how much he begs. He's not just a pain slut. He's a splosher. When I get back from my birthday dinner, Charles is going to give me a good show by pumping and fucking and enthusiastically humping that delicious Boston cream pie I mentioned earlier. For the finale, when all that's left of the pie is creamy cum-filled ruins, he's going to eat it. What's the kinkiest birthday celebration you've ever had? Feel free to tell me all about it at 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Miss Lily, or visit my blog at eroticfilmmistress.com.